Life comes with a lot of decisions, and it can be hard to know the right path sometimes. A therapist can help you map out what you really want, so you trust yourself to make great choices and feel excited about the future. BetterHelp offers convenient, professional online therapy on your schedule, however you want it, by phone, chat, or video call. Let therapy be your map with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/positive.
Here's a special message from Briggs & Riley to every last-minute luggage packer, to those who hate packing around those annoying grooves in the bottom of your suitcase, to the challengers who try to cram a myriad of toothpaste, hairbrushes, and travel-sized shampoo bottles into the outer pockets. Many luggage has tried, and many have failed to accommodate the whim of the overzealous overpacker. Now there is a true sophisticated challenger. Briggs & Riley's perfect packing solution offers several casual, sophisticated collections that reflect the way we live and travel today. Their iconic outsider handle provides optimal capacity and flat packing inside. And only Briggs & Riley luggage has CX compression expansion technology, which increases capacity in the same size suitcase. The premium extra-wide garment panels help create additional compression to prevent shifting and wrinkling, so you can add more in a smaller space. And to the luggage handler who's extra hard on your luggage, Briggs & Riley will repair your luggage free of charge. No proof of purchase necessary. Clothes, waiters, and careless carriers, your match has been met. Visit Briggs-Riley.com for Briggs & Riley luggage.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
This is the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. The fancy voice man was correct. And I'm JR, coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Super producer and host Dave Shepard, he's coming to you live from New York City. And we're going to have fun for the next 3 hours, so thank you. It is a four-hour show. I get started at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. You can always listen. Damn it, you can hit rewind right now if you want to on the free Odyssey app. Thank you to everybody tuned in on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliates. We got a lot of them. People tuned in, locked in all over North America. Thank you very much. People locked in. Sirius XM channel 158. We got people locked in on smart speakers where all they had to do was ask it to play CBS Sports Radio. Boom. Happens just like that. And so we've had a good first hour of the show already. Talked about the Hall of Fame game going on in Canton. We had a conversation with Rosie White, who represented New Zealand at least on the national team for women's soccer, also played professionally here in the United States of America. We talked about the Women's World Cup. She believes the U.S. women can still win. She's not all that high on them. She likes England. She likes Japan. And she says you can't discount the United States of America, even though they're not looking all that hot right now. And as we continue on with the show, we're going to talk about Michael Jordan, officially out as owner of these Charlotte Hornets. And then we talked about football/soccer. We got an owner in English football who doesn't know too much of a damn thing about English football. But before we get into any of that, we talked about the Hall of Fame game. Right now, this minute, the Browns' eighth stringers lead the New York Jets 21-16. There's about 5.5 minutes left in this game. There was about a 10-15 minute or so delay in the game before the start of the fourth quarter because of lightning, not because of injury, because the lights went out in half of the stadium. You can't make this stuff up. I mean, if the lights can go out at the Super Bowl in New Orleans, I remember that. I think it was the year 2012. I was there. Lights went out. Stadium was done. If it could happen in the Super Bowl, it could happen in the Hall of Fame game. That's the most exciting thing that has taken place tonight. So let's see if the Browns can just kind of get this one over with, without a doubt. Now, someone who is most certainly going into the Hall of Fame in 5 years, and I know we had that conversation with the top six list last night, surefire locks, player locks to go into the Hall of Fame, active players who are locks to go into the Hall of Fame. Patrick Mahomes was numero uno. He was number one on the list. The guy who just retired from the NFL, he now has to wait 5 years before he can go in. He is going in without a shadow of a doubt. His name is Tom Brady. And with all of the soccer mania, with all of the enthusiasm surrounding the game all over the world, Saudi Arabia is trying to buy players and buy teams. American investors have been buying into teams overseas now for years. Messi comes to the United States of America. The World Cup will be here in North America in 2026. LeBron James has a piece of Arsenal. Well, how about this now? Tom Brady is the latest star to invest in football. Tom Brady is getting involved in soccer. He is now a minority owner in Birmingham City FC. You probably have never heard of the damn team. Maybe you know Manchester United. Maybe you know Manchester City. Maybe you know Chelsea. You probably know those squads. Probably not Birmingham City FC. This is a beautiful thing that we don't have here, because it would never happen. In the rest of the world, teams, leagues, and professional sports, they operate in tiers. So let me break it down to you in the simplest of forms. Hey, Shep, pick an NBA team that sucks.
Well, not to bury the lead.
Pick an NBA team that sucks, Shep. Just pick one.
The Hornets.
The Charlotte Hornets suck so damn bad that they get sent to the G League. Simple as that. That's how the rest of the world works. You can have 20 teams at the top. Let's say the NBA had 20 teams, and then you got 20 teams underneath that, and then you got another 20 teams, and it's like a pyramid. If you do well, you get moved to the top. If you suck, you get the boot. And so the team that Tom Brady just bought into, Birmingham City FC, they don't play in London. They're about 100 miles away from London, north up in Birmingham. Think about the relationship, maybe like Philadelphia and New York. He didn't pay into one of the top teams. He paid into a team that probably hasn't been in the Premier League, the top league, in, I don't know, 10 years, and when they're there, they're not all that competitive. They're barely there. But now it's about the money. It's about the cash. They have new ownership. Tom Brady is a minority owner with this group called Knighthead Capital Management, led by Tom Wagner. They just bought the team, and you can bet your ass they're going to look to invest money into the squad. They're going to look to get out of the second division and jump into the Premier League with the big boys. Now, it's going to take years. And so Tom Brady isn't sticking around to be a loser. He's trying to get to the top with Birmingham City FC. This is a smart investment, if you ask me. If you throw money at it, you can start buying players. You can be competitive. You can maybe get into and stay into the Premier League. And then maybe you can actually be competitive enough to win it sometime on down the line. Great investment for Tom Brady. And he made the announcement and was very clear on why and how and what he knows and does not know on Birmingham City's social media. Listen to Tom Brady's announcement.
So here's the deal. I'm officially coming on board at Birmingham City Football Club. And maybe you're asking, what do you know about English football, Tom? Well, let's just say I got a lot to learn. But I do know a few things about winning, and I think they might translate pretty well. I know success starts with the work put in when the world isn't watching. I know that a team is nothing without the city that shows up and stands behind them. Most importantly, I know I like being the underdog. The road's been long for Birmingham, but these fans have never stopped believing. We got a song that says, no matter what, you keep right on to the end of the road, and I'll be on that road with you. I'll see you at St. Andrews soon. It's time to get to work. Let's go.
I love it, man. I love it. We need more. See, even Tom Brady buying into that squad is going to help them out in regards to interest. It's going to force people here in the United States of America to pay a little bit more attention. Like, we didn't have this 10 years ago. Yeah, you know, there was a group of people who would watch and keep up, but not to this level. And we can go back even further, 15 and 20 years. You can absolutely forget about it. And even the explosion of MLS, it wasn't what it is today. And so good on Tom Brady. That is a brilliant investment. And I certainly look at future athletes, not everybody's Tom Brady, to go out there and do the same. And I'm sure Tom Brady didn't have to throw in a whole lot of money, but his name being attached will bring in additional investment into the squad where they can hopefully grow and go move and stay in the Premier League. Shep, how do you feel about this? What do you think? What is your level of interest when it comes down to soccer? Is there a little flame going up, or are you just like, how do you feel about all this?
JR, to me, I think Messi is going to pique a lot of people's interest, including my own. I love the concept of the Premier League. You've talked about it a lot in terms of accountability and consequences. When you do not perform, it's something you've talked about Adam Silver wanting that concept for the NBA for quite some time. JR, to me, there was supposed to be this explosion with David Beckham. I don't know if there was really a carryover effect. I do feel like Messi's got a lot left in the tank than what Beckham had. And so I feel like because of that, it is going to, at some point, supersede the popularity of baseball, something you were alluding to last night. But with that being said, it's never going to come close to scratching what football is in this country, and it's never going to come close to scratching what basketball is in this country. My question for you would be, is America going to fall in love with more than just Messi? Because he's not going to last forever in the MLS.
Yeah, I think there's there is no comparison, and I don't think anybody's making one between the NFL and the NBA. The NFL has a – if we wanted to just start from ground zero and call it today, the NFL has a 100-year head start. And if you want to look at the NBA, it has a 75-plus-year head start. Major League Baseball has been around longer than that, both of them, but we know the popularity is waning. It's certainly not what it used to be. There was a point in time where Major League Baseball was ahead of the NFL, and them days are numbered and cornered. And so, yeah, there's no comparison to the top. But when it comes to the popularity, you know, of the game, there's no doubt about it. It's going to grow. And to look at David Beckham, this is what it really comes down to. It's technology. That's it. Like, we're at a point in time. And the reason, one of the reasons why I think the sport has been able to grow here in the United States, and we've certainly gone through different eras with different legends coming over. Pele coming over with the Cosmos, David Beckham coming over for the Galaxy. Most people outside of real soccer fans don't know who Zlatan Ibrahimovic is. He was big time. He's older now. He came over, played for the Galaxy. Wayne Rooney came over and played for Chicago. And so we've seen players come over. But when you have the most popular dude on planet Earth, the most popular athlete on planet Earth, which Messi is, might be hard for a lot of people to understand or get, he's here. He's playing. He's not completely cooked. You know, we have social media now where you don't have to watch a game, but it's going to capture your attention to say, whoa, look at what this guy Messi is doing. When David Beckham played, it wasn't the same type of way. It also wasn't a farewell. So there's a different type of excitement. I think there's a different type of distribution when it comes to streaming and social media. You look at Apple being able to distribute Messi's games. When David Beckham was playing, I couldn't tell you how to find his games. He was stuck in L.A. And so this has all been building blocks. And just the explosion of the sport, it's going to continue on. And yes, I wholeheartedly believe we're going to reach a point in time, 15, 20, 30, 35, 40 years from now, where the interest in soccer, I think, is at minimum, on par with baseball. There's a lot of excitement. Like, I don't want to say we're late to the party. I mean, the United States of America decided to dump tea and say we don't want to pay taxes and became very rebellious. And it left a whole lot of things behind, including kicking a ball. Well, to get a fresh start here, I think the United States of America is starting to embrace the game, especially when you have baseball. It's lost its spot as the numero uno. That has come and gone for a while. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Greg is here from Michigan. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
JR, thanks for taking my call, Mr. Positive. Hey, I think what you're articulating, and it's very profound, and you're right about soccer, but I think it applies to all sports. One, if you have a superstar so good, and you mentioned it, the media is clamoring to this. Like you said last night, LeBron, Serena, Jeter, they're all coming to see this guy. So I think it's indicative in sports that if someone is so good and head and shoulders above the rest, that you go, wow, I got to see this guy. What is this guy all about? And I think that breeds popularity. And my God, I love that left leg. I love the goat, Messi. And I could watch him for 3 hours, him just running down, and don't take the camera off the man. I just want to see how he thinks, how he moves, how he strategizes getting to that ball. And he knows how it's done. But I got to tell you, my friend, I can't wait till see him on TV. I wish they would put it more on TV, his games and stuff.
Well, you know, for an emerging sport here in the United States of America to be on a streaming platform, for MLS to be available on Apple products, and you don't need an Apple product to subscribe to watch MLS. Most people who have Apple products can just go ahead and have a click and they can watch all MLS games. That's an advantage for them because the majority of people are going to be younger. They're going to be able to just open up their phone, and it's as simple as, and I did it, it's as simple as, hey, you want to watch MLS? And I said, yeah, I do. And all I had to do was click yes. And they're like, hey, you got a 2 month, free trial to watch the rest of the season. I can watch any MLS game. And so where most of us, yeah, I'll still watch something on TV in the background, mostly just sports. But, man, the viewing habits of people, it's on their phone. And when you got young people stuck on their phones and all they have to do is click a button to watch Messi, or you only have to open a Bleacher Report to watch a Messi highlights, man, that plays right into growing the sport. Because the kids who you want to attract, they ain't watching TV, you know?
Right, right. Great points as always, Jer. Everybody go for your dreams. Love you. Keep up the great work.
Well, thank you, Greg, for calling from Michigan. Yeah, it's a beautiful strategy. I mean, let's think about this. If MLS had a distribution deal with, I don't know, Peacock, man, nobody's trying to sit around and sign up and put your email. I got Peacock, but ain't nobody trying to sit down and what's your first name? What's your last name? Well, when were you born? And, what zip code are you in? Well, give me your money. You know how easy it is? And think about this for younger people. You want to play a game? I don't know what game it is. Candy Crush, I don't even know if that's popular. I don't play no damn games. But it's so easy to tap one time. Apple already has your financial information. And it's like, tap this, and now you watch Messi. And if you don't want to pay, most younger people are on social media. They're on Instagram. They're on Twitter. They're on TikTok. You're watching the highlights. It's so much easier to grow the sport because you're not asking anyone, hey, I need you. I absolutely need you to sit in front of the television and watch this for 90 minutes. It's that's also to their advantage. 855-212-4CBS. Jimmy is calling from Myrtle Beach. Jimmy, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, brother. You know, one of the things that makes it easier for soccer to start in America is over the last 20 years, the startup cost for these teams and leagues has been infinitely cheaper than anything in any other major sport. When you look at guys like Drew Carey and go to Seattle and start a team with just a couple million bucks, and then the Charlotte Hornets sell for $3 billion. So, I mean, it's one of the things that makes it much easier for this thing to start up. Of course, kids are playing more soccer because parents are trying to get them away from other sports. But the startup cost is one of the things that certainly helped soccer to grow over the last 20 years.
Absolutely. I think it's one of the key reasons soccer has taken some of the top athletes out of poverty, because it's not necessary to have anything. Like, anybody can ball up, and I've seen this with my own eyes. All you need is a ball, and you'd be shocked with how people create balls when they don't have access to actually buying one.
That's what's helped the NBA grow around the world, too, that all you need is a ball.
Yeah, all you need is a ball. You don't need equipment. Listen, when I was a kid growing up in the Bronx, if I was in somebody's backyard or if I was in someone's alley, we would ball up paper and shoot it into the trash can.
Sure.
And we had a whole game, even if we didn't have a basketball. We could have had a kickball, and we were shooting it into the empty trash can, you know?
So yep.
It's a beautiful thing when you could take a whole lot of nothing and make it into something. You don't need the safety equipment. You don't need the helmets. You don't need – technically 11 people to go and 22 people to play. Man, you could play 2-on-2, 3-on-3, and just keep it moving. So excellent point, Jimmy.
You bet. Hey, just a little bit off topic. How about Michael Jordan made himself $1 billion today by closing that deal?
Oh, three? Yep.
He made three, but he was majority owner, so I'm assuming 51%. After lawyers and everything, he probably cleared $1 billion.
Oh, yeah, no, without a shadow of a doubt. And it's someone who's already a billionaire. They ain't no losing. There's a reason why Michael Jordan's been spending a good majority of his time out in Europe, Jimmy. We're going to talk about that.
All right, man. Well, have a great night. Good luck.
You as well. Thank you, Jimmy, for calling from Myrtle Beach. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Hey, that Hall of Fame game, it's over. We're going to talk about it on the other side of the break. Somehow, some way, they turned the lights back on and got through it. We'll talk about Michael Jordan as well and his sale, finally, of these Hornets. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Don't move.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Kane is in the building.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I found you about 2 months ago on the radio, and you're just very easy to listen to. I find myself looking for reasons to go out, make little runs to the store and stuff at night, just so I can listen to the show for a couple minutes on my ride. So just keep doing what you're doing, bro. I really appreciate it, and it's a great show.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
The JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Man, you don't got to look for a reason to go outside to turn the show on. The Audacy app is free. A-U-D-A-C-Y. It is free, free, free. Hey, this was on on over-the-air free television. It's over now. The Hall of Fame game, it's done. The Cleveland Browns beat the New York Jets 21-16 to get everything launched here in the 2023 NFL season. The New York Jets lose their first preseason game under Rob Saleh. Oh, terrible, scary, ooh. Zach Wilson threw the ball 5 times, completed 5 passes. Dorian Thompson-Robinson came in and lit things up for the Browns. Kellen Mond went out, had a touchdown and an INT. And I'm just going to do nothing. They're going to play each other again, the New York Jets and the Browns, week 17 in Cleveland. Aaron Rodgers standing around on the sidelines, looked like he was involved in the play calling, had a headset on. He was doing the work, not Nathaniel Hackett. I guess now we know why he got fired. And then Deshaun Watson is just standing around. That's all it was today, just a bunch of rich guys standing around watching the rookies go play football. Oh, yeah, and then the lights went out. Before the fourth quarter even got started, I don't know what the hell is going on in Canton, Ohio. Somebody forgot to pay the bill. It's a crap stadium. I don't know. I'll tell you this much. It was like a 10 to 15 minute delay. Here, take a listen. This is courtesy of NBC.
Currently,
we got to blame Aaron.
We're all having a dark district retreat.
We're all in it together now. That's good.
So we wait here for the moment and try to figure out what's going on.
They don't know. Well, what went on? The lights went off. What's there to think about? These people must have always been in amazing circumstances. I mean, I've gone through some alleys, no lights. I've been in some homes, no lights. I've been in some cities, no light. There have been plenty of places I've been with no lights. Mike Tirico, come on, just get your life together. Anyway, that wasn't also the most interesting thing that took place tonight. DeMarcus Ware, he sang the national anthem. He is going into the Hall of Fame on Saturday. But tonight, before the game, to show love to Demaryius Thomas, he went out and rest in peace to Demaryius Thomas. He sang the national anthem. Listen to this.
Oh, say does that star-spangled
You're waiting on me to say something, aren't you? I'm not going to say nothing. It wasn't Marvin Gaye. He ain't Marvin Gaye, okay? And then he sang it in honor of Demaryius Thomas. So what you want me to say? Whatever you think I'm thinking, and you think it yourself, but I'm not going to say nothing. I'm going to leave it at that.
Am I alone in thinking that was actually...
Okay. Don't say nothing. Let people think what they need to think.
I'm curious what you think.
I think what people think.
Okay.
That's why I'm not saying nothing. He's saying it in honor of Demaryius Thomas. There's nothing else to think or say. Sometimes you got to leave people with their thoughts. I'm not saying nothing. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We come back. I'm going to get to your calls. The lights went out at the Hall of Fame game. DeMarcus Ware sang the national anthem. And, hey, somebody else, their future Hall of Famer, they did something tonight That's never been done. I will explain. We'll talk about Michael Jordan. We'll get into his ownership, or no longer the owner of the Hornets. Charles Barkley was on 60 Minutes talking about his relationship with MJ. We already talked about Tom Brady and the Hall of Fame and college. We got so much more to do. Your calls on the other side.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I just want to say thank you for being on this show and giving me some good content every time I leave my girlfriend's house. Give me some time to chill, relax, and listen to some good sports news.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
You're welcome, man. No problem. You're welcome. It is the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get to your calls in a second. I do want to acknowledge, you know what? Forget that. I'll acknowledge this person. It's not Roman Reigns. I'm not going to acknowledge Roman Reigns. But I'm going to acknowledge this person in a minute. Let's get to your calls and then show love to an athlete who accomplished something tonight that has never been done. But let's talk to Joe in North Carolina first. Hey, Joe, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up?
JR, good to have you. Good to be back with you again, man. You doing all right tonight?
Yeah, I ain't got no complaints. What's up?
So, real quick, about, you know, just on the Hall of Fame game, whatever it is, whatever goes down, lights went out for a little bit. It's kind of, to me, it's like a beacon that signifies the start of the NFL season, like, there's a little bit of live action. While as I didn't put my eyes on it for very long at all, you know, it was there. And
it's
here
a bad
it goes.
Signal.
Yeah, kind of.
Okay,
in a way.
Bruce Wayne is coming.
Yeah. NFL's coming back. The season's coming back towards us. As far as DeMarcus goes, man, that takes a lot of – what he did takes a lot of fortitude, guile, just – and a lot of heart there, too. You know,
Is it
1989 and he's auditioning for Boys to Men? No, maybe more like Shy or something like that.
Oh, ooh, you like Shy?
Well, who didn't back in the day, man?
Oh, okay. Okay, Joe. All right.
Yeah, why not Shy? But they kind of played second fiddle for Boys to Men for a minute. But,
yeah,
you know, good on DeMarcus for doing that, man. Like,
right.
I respect that.
Oh, I do, too. It takes some gumption. Absolutely.
Yeah,
I mean,
man.
He ain't no –
like
you said it. He ain't Wanye, you know?
Yeah, but no, not at all. But
yeah,
he's all right in my book, though.
You
know, as far as MJ goes, and, you know, I've been a fan from Carolina to right now in this moment of that man and everything he's done, most things that he's done anyway. And, you know, I look at it like this. Will it tarnish his legacy? No, absolutely not in my book.
Right.
But he resurrected something that people in this area of the Carolinas wanted to see come back. He helped resurrect it, at least. Was he successful with it? No. Did they win championships? No, absolutely not.
Well, let me ask you this question, and this sounds absolutely terrible. You know, I'm good here in Georgia. When I say good, I know what's going on in Georgia. I know people, right? I'm good in Texas. I'm good in New Orleans. I'm good in Florida. I'm good in Virginia. I'm good in the Northeast. I'm very, very good in New York. For whatever reason. As even with the proximity in Virginia and D.C. and here in Atlanta, the Carolinas is a little air for me. So let me ask you this.
I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't get it. But here's my question to you. Do people in the Carolinas, do people in North Carolina give a damn about Michael Jordan?
Well, I do.
Okay.
Personally, I can't speak for the whole, you know, you know, Carolinas. But at the same time, I've only lived half my life here. Now, I was born and raised in West Virginia, a couple hours south of Pittsburgh. You know,
he doesn't
live.
Well, I appreciate that, but he doesn't seem lauded the way you think he would be. And maybe it has to do with the lack of success with the team. We know about the North Carolina, and we know about the Blue, and he certainly made his share of money off of Carolina Blue. But it doesn't seem, he doesn't seem ridiculously connected. I've been to a Final Four. I think it was, I think UConn was there and North Carolina. I think I was in Dallas. I think that's where I was. And Michael Jordan walked right on by me. And, you know, he was in his Carolina Blue rooting on the Tar Heels as a part of the group. But it doesn't seem as strong. Maybe he's too rich. I don't know.
Too rich? Could be at this point. It's hard to say. I can't put myself on that level. But, you know, he did have an accomplishment. Maybe not as a sports franchise owner. But to resurrect it and try to hold it up the way he did, and it's not like they were maybe a couple years on his watch, they were the kind of in the bottom, kind of the cellar
NBA. Listen, there's no ways around it. And thank you, Joe, for calling from North Carolina. Appreciate you.
Yes, sir. No Always doubt. Good but, to talk to you, JR. Thank
no
you.
No doubt, brother. Thank you. Yeah, but they just stunk. I don't know. It just feels like it's – Michael Jordan is just a global brand. We know his story. Everybody knows his story. But it doesn't seem – he doesn't seem as tightly woven to any particular area because it's not like he's popping up and doing appearances. It's not like he's doing interviews. He doesn't need to. Now, even when it comes down to the Chicago Bulls, it's like, oh, yeah, Michael Jordan played for the Chicago Bulls. The man got a statue outside of the United Center. But it's not like, hey, here's Michael Jordan, you know, he's doing, you know, appearances in Chicago, or he's speaking, or this man is in Italy. You can't blame him. I don't see this man in the Carolinas doing nothing. What does he do, a camp? Does he even still do that? 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Texas and talk to Eric. Eric, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What's going on, Eric?
Hey, not much, Jared. How are you doing tonight?
I'm damn good. What's on your mind?
Hey, you got me really thinking about the power of Messi tonight. You think about, like, Patrick Mahomes in the Super Bowl and LeBron James at home in a playoff game and Steph Curry at home in a playoff game. And you think about all the celebrities, and it doesn't really – because they're big stages. But you think about Messi, and I hate to say it, but he's playing against, like, G League competition, and all these celebrities are coming. So I think one of two things is happening. Either this is gaining that much momentum that quick, or Messi is so huge worldwide that these celebrities want to be seen, which, hey, it's part of the business. I understand that. What do you think?
I think people want to see the best. And, I mean, we can think about the level of competition. If I took LeBron James and put him in the Italian league, And forget LeBron's age, but if we put LeBron in the Italian league, he'd probably be the best player. But I'm not going to look at the talent that he's playing against and go, oh, he's just going to whoop all their asses, or they're just complete scrubs. They're going to provide some type of resistance, and you're going to have some guys that he would compete against that would probably be NBA worthy. And so I think there is a massive curiosity. First, you want to talk about celebrity. All of the athletes that you name, whether it's Patrick Mahomes or LeBron James probably has the largest profile of a basketball player on planet Earth. I could take Patrick Mahomes and LeBron James, and I don't think they would fit in Messi's shadow when it comes down to global popularity. Well, first, Patrick Mahomes' global popularity probably doesn't exist because the world ain't really checking for NFL football. And LeBron James, I mean, we can think about markets where the NBA is grown, and it is a global sport, but it's not like football. I can walk down a street in Chennai. I can walk through Johannesburg. I can walk anywhere on earth that they have any access to anything and go, Messi? And I go, yeah, yeah. If I go, I can start a conversation with anybody on earth, really, and go, Messi or Ronaldo? I'm going to get a response, and we are going to understand each other. That's how big Messi is. So there is going to be growth. Is there an interest to see him? Yeah, because he's the best at what he does on earth. And he's huge from a celebrity standpoint. So, yeah, he's going to help things grow, Eric.
Can I make a comparison?
Yeah, sure. I don't know if I'll agree, but go ahead.
Okay. It reminds me of that everybody has these expectations and everybody knows Wembanyama and all the celebrities were showing up at the Summer League too. It was impressive. It really was impressive.
Okay, yeah, but there's no comparison to Wembanyama. He hopes that he can make a dent into just any of his expectations. Messi, without just diving into it all, he's one of the, if not one of the greatest soccer players of all time. You can put him there with Pelé. You can put him there with Diego Maradona. You can throw him there, Messi. If you want to put Ronaldo in there, go ahead, knock yourself out. He doesn't have their international accomplishments at representing their national teams. Wembanyama hasn't done anything yet. Nothing. He's just big and tall.
I just think people want to see greatness. I agree with you.
Yeah. Well, we got to figure out whether Wembanyama could even last, I don't know, 30 games. We'll find out sooner than later. Hey, Eric, are you going to see him in San Antonio?
Oh, yeah. It's only about a three-hour drive from here, so I'm going to definitely check it out.
Okay. Well, I hope he plays when you spend that money, okay?
All right. Thanks, brother.
All right. Thank you, Eric, for calling from Texas. Yeah, listen, if Wembanyama doesn't play, you call me up and complain. The show broadcasts in San Antonio. San Antonio, Austin. Yeah, we in every place in Texas. What's up, Texas? It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. When we come back, we got a lot to do. I'm going to tell you about the athlete tonight who accomplished something that no athlete has ever done. We're going to talk more about this Hall of Fame game tonight. Thank God they got through it. Somebody paid the light bill, I guess. I want to hear DeMarcus Ware sing again. He sang the national anthem. Hey, Charles Barkley had some words for Michael Jordan. We know Michael Jordan officially out as owner of the Hornets. It's official. College teams are still changing conferences. People are gambling. What else is new? Mac Jones wants to have fun. Mac Jones can't be like me. He needs to find something else to do. We're going to talk about it all. Your calls, too, here on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show.
9 out of 10 women feel pressured to conform to unspoken hair rules.
To fit in the picture, you have to change your hair.
Your curls are only acceptable if they're perfect.
I don't see anything that tells you to embrace your gray.
People show up with different hair. We should celebrate that.
Let's embrace the beauty of all hair. New Dove Love Your Hair Collection is gentle and sulfate-free with customized skincare ingredients. To love your silver, love your waves, love your curls, love the hair that makes you, you.
And I think that's beautiful.
New Dove Love Your Hair.
Hey there, dog lovers. It's time to show your furry friend a little extra love and attention. After all, they're not just pets, they're family. At GetJoy, we provide top-of-the-line nutrition and wellness services to improve the lives of dogs and their families. GetJoy's dedicated team of animal science and vet nutritionists have expertly crafted their recipes to give your pup maximum health benefits. With options like gently cooked fresh meals, freeze-dried meals with pre, pro, and postbiotics for optimal gut health, and single-ingredient beef treats. Your best friend just got upgraded to a whole new level of pampering. And the best part? GetJoy's meals are made with wholesome ingredients right here in the USA with no fillers or artificial preservatives. Plus, when you subscribe to a GetJoy food plan, you'll be connected with a board-certified televet with services available 24/7. As a special offer to our listeners, visit GetJoyFood.com and use the code PODCAST at checkout to get a 50% off your first order today. That's GetJoyFood.com and use the code PODCAST at checkout to get 50% off your first order.
This is it. It's what you've been waiting for.
Billions returns to bring us the most epic showdown yet to a brand new streaming home on Paramount Plus.
We're back, baby!
We've got a fantastic story this season.
Buckle up. Bobby's back.
We're bringing the fight to Axe.
Everyone gets caught in the crossfire.
There's exciting stuff coming.
And now that Axe is coming back, the final showdown can begin.
This is the Good News Express Flammable.
Return to the all-access world of the rich and powerful. Don't miss new episodes of Billions, streaming August 4th on the Paramount Plus with Showtime plan.